For some of us, there's nothing more exciting than getting our hands on the latest gadget, especially if it's something we plan on using every day. Now, of course, there was plenty of hype around Apple's new offerings recently, but October will bring something worthy for those who prefer the Android mobile platform, or perhaps are thinking of jumping across to it. Now, on the line to talk about the very noteworthy Galaxy Note 4 and the Note Edge smartphones is Arno Lenior from Samsung. G'day, Arno.
Hi, how are you doing?
Excellent as usual. Looking forward to this one. The Galaxy Note 3 was obviously a device that stirred up plenty of interest in Samsung. So what can we expect from the Galaxy Note 4?
The Note 4 really represents our latest and greatest in terms of mobile smartphone technology. We've packed it with the latest and greatest processors, the best screen, the most advanced screen we've ever put on any device. In the mobile phone space, it's Cat 6 enabled, which is brilliant. So very, very fast LTE performance. Fingerprint scanner, all those different things. But for me, the thing I reckon is really, really noteworthy, as you say, is the fact that you can put it together with another device that we launched, which is VR. And that gives you a virtual reality experience.
Let's talk about that virtual reality headset for a minute, actually, because that was kind of announced around the same time. What sort of experience will this offer? And you know, what sort of applications are you expecting users to be able to take advantage with this virtual reality headset?
So the Gear VR is an amazing experience. And it works, as I said before, with the Note 4, the Galaxy Note 4 device. And one of the reasons we put the great screen on the Note 4 was that when you slip it into the Gear VR, it gives you a fully immersive 360-degree experience. So we've been working with a company called Oculus, which many of your listeners would know,
yes,
in delivering this experience. And through the Oculus store, you'll be able to download all sorts of different content. This week we've shown off there's games that you can play, there's you know, sort of flyover travel, anything that's been filmed in a 360-degree experience, that's what you can play back. I personally think, though, that where this is really going to take off is in the commercial space. You can have a look at the hotel room in another part of the world before you book it. But the true magic will come when all the thousands of the developers which are currently working on the Oculus platform will be thinking about.
So it's obviously just one of the firsts with the new Galaxy Note. You've got the virtual reality headset in there. And another thing you touched on earlier, and that I know that Telstra are pretty excited about, is the fact that it is the first device in Australia that will support the ultra-fast LTE-A speeds as well.
Yeah, that's correct. So we work closely with all of our operators and very, very pleased to say that the Galaxy Note 4, absolutely, we've been working closely with Telstra and it does support the very fastest broadband available. Yep.
Moving on, also another announcement you made was the Note Edge, which is coming out as well, a $1,200 device, obviously a premium. So what's inside?
Look, this is our most premium advanced phone I think that we've ever put out onto the marketplace. The reason it's so amazing is for the first time we've put a curved screen on the side of on the side of the phone. So your experience is you're going to get the same amazing screen as the Note 4, but except you're going to get a little bit more real estate on the side, on a curved screen on the side of the phone. And what that gives you is amazing uninterrupted access for things like apps or social feeds or text messages. And without seeing it, it's difficult to explain in some ways. Imagine watching a movie on your phone, and you get a text message through. Well, typically we get interrupted, so the text message interrupts your movie. With the side screen, with this curved screen on the edge, you can now get that text message on the side. So you still get your uninterrupted viewing experience, if that makes sense.
Excellent. Now, the latest generation of smartphones, being as big as they are, have been dubbed as phablets, a phone and a tablet. Are we arriving at a place where we don't need both? It's phone or a tablet, or have phones just about become tablets, haven't they?
Look, I don't think so. I think, you know, as Samsung, we've always had a great range of tablets and phones, and we really think it's about consumer choice at the end of the day. A phone is something you carry around with you all the time, and this will be our fourth iteration of the Note big screen phone, and people love it because it's got a big screen and all the extra functionality that that you can do with it in the S Pen and so forth. For people who love tablets, we've had an amazing response to our Tab S, which we launched just over a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Amazing screen, and really gives people an amazing content viewing experience, for instance. So I think it's really up to people what they prefer. And the good news is that our tablets and also our smartphones work seamlessly together. So you can actually move onto your tablet and still actually have access to your phone. You can actually, with a piece of software called SightSync, you can actually see your screen of your phone on your tablet and actually control your phone from there, so and then drag and drop your content between the two. So I think there's definitely a market for both the products, but it really is ultimately up to what people want to do.
Brilliant. So now with the new smartphones coming out, the Note Edge and the Galaxy Note 4. Dare I ask, do they bend?
Look, they definitely have a great edge on them. And look, like I said before, this is our fourth iteration of a big screen phone. We're really pleased with what we've launched, and I think Australians are going to love it.
Now, Arno, I hate to hark back to the recent Apple launch, but they came out and basically announced their Apple Watch. But of course, Samsung is not being left behind there. What's coming up?
We have just launched our Samsung Gear S, which is the latest iteration of our smartwatch range, and we couldn't be happier with the response that we've received. It's completely redesigned. It sports a 2-inch curved Super AMOLED screen. Amazing screen, and really what sets this one apart is that it actually can be a standalone smartphone on your wrist. We've incorporated the ability for you to actually insert a 3G chip onto the device, so you don't have to pair it with your phone. You can actually use it as a standalone device.
Great.
Which is great if you're if you're out and about, you want to go for a run, you want turn-by-turn navigation. You want to send a quick text. We've incorporated a QWERTY keyboard in there. So it's really a fantastic standalone function. And we've worked with a lot of partners. Swarovski is one of them. We've actually developed some accessories which make this quite a fashion-conscious product as well. But really the first and foremost thing is that it's a really powerful product. It's got a great experience with an amazing screen. And the fact that you can actually use it as a standalone product, not just having to pair it with your phone.
Brilliant. And that would explain it. It's a slightly higher price tag. It's above $400, I believe. Of course, if it is, it also can be used as a standalone mobile, and that would make sense.
Correct. Yep, that's exactly right.
Excellent. Well, I guess, yeah, for now, plenty of people are looking forward to the Galaxy Note 4 with pre-sales kicking in on October 15, I believe, and the device is hitting streets on the 29th. Where are you going to be on launch day?
I'll be probably in Sydney City and George Street at our Samsung Experience store. Looking forward to greeting people and showing them the technology.
That sounds good. And for anyone who wants more information on these new devices, where can they go?
Definitely go to Samsung.com or our YouTube channels. A lot of information over there, and there's heaps of information out in the public domain.
Sounds good. Arno from Samsung, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks so much for having me.